aging, and I think she practically lives over there. Don't you have my cot over there?
Yeah.
Seriously, Amy's picked up very early in the morning. She's there over long hours every day over there. But the ward that she got from the county municipal alliance is well over to all the work that you do, not only for the aging population, but more importantly, for all the extracurricular activity work that you do in life on behalf of the residents. So we're going to do this right here. And I think Sandra wants to take a picture there. So.
So it looks like Steve Collins Dragon.
So when Amy leaves here, she's heading back over to the senior center.
Item number 8, ordinance on first reading, approving amendment to redevelopment plan of Lot 4501, Lot 102, formerly Lots 101 and 3, and unimproved portion of North Randallville Road.
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, and State of New Jersey, approving an amendment to the redevelopment plan for Lot 4501, Lot 1.02, formerly Lots 1.01 and 3, and the unimproved portion of North Randallville Road pursuant to NJSA 40A:12A-1, etc., the redevelopment and housing law, being is hereby adopted on the first reading. That it be published in the official newspaper and that a second reading and public hearing held at 7:30 p.m. to prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hoos Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the 26th day of November 2019. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least 2 public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Motion.
Motion.
And a second?
Go ahead.
Councilman Buller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council President Irwin?
Yes. Item passes. Item number 9, ordinance on the first reading, amending various chapters of the revised general ordinances of the Township of Piscataway. This is a resolution adopting ordinance. Mrs. Cedar, please read the
ordinance. Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance amending Chapter 2, Administration, Chapter 3, Police Regulations, Chapter 7, Traffic, Chapter 12, Parks and Recreation, Chapter 17, Property Maintenance, and Chapter 21, Zoning of the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, being is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hoos Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the 26th day of November 2019. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least 2 public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Motion.
Second.
Councilman Buller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council President Irwin?
Yes. Item passes. Item number 10, bottom of the first reading, $10,892,800, providing for various capital improvements. This is the resolution adopting ordinance. Cedar, please read the ordinance.
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Bond Ordinance providing for various capital improvements in and by the Township of Piscataway and the County of Middlesex, New Jersey, appropriating $10 million therefore, and authorizing the issuance of $8,892,800 bonds or notes of the Township to finance part of the cost thereof, being is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Rose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the 26th day of November 2019. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least 2 public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Motion.
Second.
Please take a roll.
Councilman Buller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council President Vernon?
Yes, item passes. Item number 11, fully funded ordinance, first reading, $2 million from capital improvement funded for various capital improvements. This is a resolution adopting ordinance, receive and approve the ordinance.
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled, ordinance appropriating $2 million, all of which is from capital improvement fund, for various capital improvements in and by the Township of Piscataway in the County of Middlesex, New Jersey, being is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Rose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the 26th day of November 2019. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public. Councilman Buller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council President Vernon?
Yes. Item passes. Item number 12, consent agenda. For efficiency, items have been consolidated to a consent agenda to be voted on together. Materials of these items have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting. At this time, are there any items that the council would like to move from the consent agenda to be just discussed or voted on separately? Motion?
Motion.
Councilman Buller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council President Vernon?
Yes. Item passes. Item number 13, announcements and comments from the city.
Yes, Council President, just like to remind everybody that Monday is Veterans Day. I do believe we have something going on here tomorrow to commemorate our veterans, but it is a good opportunity for us to reflect those who sacrificed so much for our freedom and those who are still in active duty. Thank you.
Gabrielle,
how are you?
Thank you. Yeah. 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 Item number 14. Open to the public. Please state your name, your address, and you have 3 minutes and we'll just speak.
Hi, my name is Tina Washington. I'm excited about the university. I'm going to ask, as far as the bond ordinance, will it have any effect on the tax rate of next year?
No.
No? Okay, thank you.
Hi, my name is Larry Cohen. I live in Fanwood, New Jersey. I'm here as a representative of the Humane Society of the United States. I've written to the council 3 times since August, asking you to consider adopting a pet store ordinance. And having not heard back from you, I thought it was time I come and speak to you in person so you can see the face behind the person who's been badgering you. New Jersey leads the nation in such ordinances, with 139 municipalities having passed this. And the goal of it is to end puppy mills. Now, you have to understand, puppy mills do not exist in New Jersey. They are these large commercial dog breeding facilities out in the Midwest. However, their clients exist in New Jersey and many other states. This is where the dogs go to. And absent proper state regulation and enforcement in the states where the mills exist, in New Jersey, where the stores are getting these dogs from, and frankly at the federal level, this movement has cropped up around the country to try and stave off this supply by putting an end to the demand. Over 300 municipalities across the country has passed this. 2 states have passed it, California and Maryland. Boston, Atlanta, Chicago, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, all kinds of big cities have passed this because people realize that this is a huge problem. It's not going away unless localities take action themselves. I fully understand that Piscataway does not have a store that currently sells dogs and cats. That's a good thing. because you don't want to be in a position to have to deal with this after a store comes into town. In the last several years, 25% of dog-selling stores in New Jersey have been forcibly closed by the towns in which they operate for cruelty or health violations. East Hanover was one of four towns that had to close a notorious broker or dealer. The store is called Just Pups. And we know the town attorney in East Hanover, and he told us that they had to spend $90,000 in taxpayer funds in order to close that store. So this is kind of a no-brainer, I think. It certainly is no cost. It will not offend anybody. It is proactive. It is not anti-business. This ordinance allows for any kind of pet-related store or business to come to your town. It simply says, we're sorry, our morals and values do not allow us to allow you to sell dogs because we know where they come from. I have, if I may, a copy of the ordinance that I'd like to give each of you. And stapled to it, I have my business card so you can contact me if you want. But my business card is upside down. And what I've written on the back is a website that I've created where you can go to get a much fuller explanation and understanding of this issue. Obviously, I can't do it justice in 3 minutes here. May I bring this up? And
you can give it to the officer and help it out.
I appreciate your time, and I very much hope that you will consider this. Right now, Carteret, South Amboy, East Brunswick, North Brunswick have passed this in Middlesex County. Highland Park has a second reading next week. Metuchen has a first reading next week. Sayreville is considering it. This is not something that is out there. It's a mainstream thing. And I hope that you will consider it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Sorry, go ahead. My name is Alan Howard, 113 Fountain Avenue, Scataway. And I would like to speak to all of you in the council in reference to the referendum which was passed by 63% plus. And this is a very large number. As you all know, you're all politicians, you know that very well, that 63% of the populace voted for this referendum. So we have an expectation. And I must say personally that I was out on the streets in all parts of this town gathering support for this vote. And I can tell you a lot about that. And I'm sure you are in touch with people too. We have the expectation that you will pass immediately a very good bill that will activate this referendum, that will move toward 100% renewable energy immediately as soon as possible. And there is a guideline set up there, 2035 at the outset. But we think you can move much faster, and New Brunswick has moved much faster, as you know. They entered with a 50% rate, 50% renewable, that's green wind and solar energy. And let me just say a few other things. First of all, there's a widespread expectation, Mr. Mayor and all you council people, that you lead now in this. And secondly, there's a big expectation that you educate. And third, that you open up and democratize with a small D. There is a big feeling here in this township that people are wanting, they're confused about climate change, but they know it's coming. They can feel it all around them. And they want you to lead and educate and open up all commissions. And my wife, Ann Braxton, will speak about one of the commissions. And we hope you will open up. That's the Environmental Commission. And we hope right away that all commissions, all forums of any sort, will be open to the public. And I think that's a very grand expectation, not on our part as Food and Water Watch people or people who have passed this referendum, but on the part of the citizenry and all the residents in this town. Thank you very much.
Yes, that was my cue. I'm Ann Bastian, 113 Fountain Avenue, and first I want to congratulate the whole town, which includes you, of course, in a really big step forward for environmental progress I know you had your skepticism about it, or reluctance to jump in, but I think the town has spoken clearly, and we think that it's actually an opportunity for Piscataway to pick up a leadership position in this climate change transition that we are already underway in New Jersey. It is a chance for you to lead again, to enact the referendum ordinance in good faith, to create a win-win program for the residents so that we can lower rates through bulk purchasing, we can move as quickly as possible towards renewable energy. It's a great opportunity for you to show faith in the citizens of this town who have given you this mandate. And we would like to make sure that you think about the option that New Brunswick considered and gave to its consumers, which was to go immediately to 100% renewable. That was an option on their buy-in to the plan. We think this is a first step. We know that climate change is descending on all of us quickly, more quickly than people expected. We know that some places are already in crisis. And we don't know when the next Sandy's going to put us in crisis either. So here are some things we'd like you to think about as you go forward implementing the will of the people. We would like you to look at some of the environmental issues that come from this town beyond our energy usage. It includes our air quality and how we mitigate the increased traffic and diesel truck issues that we have. We do have an ozone, ground level ozone crisis. We do get an F grade from the American Lung Association. And we do have pediatricians around town talking about the increased rate of asthma among children. We do have crisis, climate crisis vulnerability. And we know that. We've experienced it. We've come very close. So there's lots of things we can do to be more prepared for the next time and to make sure that the citizens of the town are able to work together and work with you. So I would like to request formally that you convene the Environmental Commission that is in the structure of the town but not active at this time. And we ask you to activate it, to make it open to all voices in the town, to make sure that the residents and the township government can work together in a continuing way. We need a community forum. We need a place people can go with their very local and specific environmental issues, but also with their greater concerns for the future. We need a place where we can have a dialogue, because this is apparently not the place we get to have a dialogue. So why not have a commission that's active and representative and open? Many other towns in our county have an environmental commission, and I'm urging you to activate the one that's on paper in this town. I think we have a lot of education to do, but I can tell you from working on this referendum that people are eager to learn, that they're open, that they know something's coming, they want to know more about it, and I think that should overcome the skepticism that you felt this summer in not passing the ordinance. So in the spirit of the referendum and of our democracy that allows the people to speak, we have spoken, and these are our expectations of what you can do next.
Thank you. Thank you. Cora Epps, 11 Water Street. I want to thank you, Mayor Wally, for the people that you sent over from Public Works to clean the ditch out in the back. They really cleaned the ditch out in the back. I want to thank you for that. But I have a problem with the other ditch. I spoke to your engineer about the ditch on my, as I entered my property on my left side. He closed that ditch up. It cannot be closed because the water from my property and my next door neighbor property runs in that ditch. And the ditch is closed. I spoke to him, I told him, the ditch must be open on that side. It has to be. The water has nowhere to go. The water is just standing in my property and my next door neighbor property.
Thank you. I'll let Mr. Dacey get in touch with Mr. Romero.
Stacy Berger, 233 Ellis Parkway. I just had a couple of, I have a couple of questions because I didn't have a chance to read the consent agenda while we were getting set up here. So the contract for the YMCA, the contract for the Community Center for Managing Programs and Services is going to the YMCA, Metuchen, Edison, Woodbridge, and South Amboy for $216,000 per year. What are the additional incentive fees for years 3, 4, and 5?
1.5% to 2%.
What is that based on? What are they getting an incentive to do?
There'll be incentives to increase membership and have revenue incentives if they reach, and it's 1.5% to 2% of $216,000.
And is a copy of that contract available yet?
Contract has not been drafted.
And does it have, last time we asked about the set aside or priorities for hiring scattered residents, what's the percentage goal? Is there a percentage goal?
There's a agreement that they're going to have an annual job fair at the high school that they will make all endeavors to hire scattered people. The number of people that they're going to have to employ is going to be a large number. So it's certainly not going to be all scattered residents, but they're going to try to work with the schools to provide opportunities for the schools, especially in the summertime. Especially in the summertime when the kids are out of school and the demand of the facility is expected to be higher.
And is there an actual goal, though? Like, do you have a, not a requirement, but would like at least 30% of the employees to be scattered residents, or 25% or two people? Like an actual something we can measure.
An actual goal.
But you have goals for revenue and membership and other things.
Yes.
Okay. So is that something that you could go back to them on and set aside a goal? It doesn't have to be a requirement, but it can be a goal. If you have goals for other things, you can have goals for this.
We're awarding the contract tonight. We just opened the bids. We evaluated the bids. We've not met with them. We're awarding the bids off their RFP as the law requires. We will meet with them. We'll be discussing the negotiations of the contract, and that's something we can negotiate with them.
Okay, I'm not asking about them. I'm asking about, can the council say definitively that they would like to have a percentage requirement that, as a goal? Just it's a question. Everybody doesn't want to get all
I answered the question. So
it's like mumbo jumbo that you didn't really
know.
No, it's not mumbo jumbo, right?
Just don't like the answer.
So we've not had a meeting. We had a fair and open process according to the law.
Sure.
Three companies submitted their proposals. The proposals were evaluated. We're making the recommendation to the council tonight. The council will make the decision tonight.
So there's been no due diligence prior to tonight about a huge contract that's going to affect.
There's been lots of due diligence.
No public discussion. This is the first time. This was not on the agenda at the last meeting.
Bids go out.
I'm trying to understand because people have a lot. There's a lot of questions.
What specific question don't you understand?
That there is no public discussion about bidding. Bidding
goes
out. They submit proposals. It's part of the open public contracts law. There's not a public discussion. We don't even get to talk to the bidders during the bid process. They can formally submit questions. We can submit answers, but there's no discussions
But you set aside targeted incentives for certain items. I'm strongly suggesting that, as
Mr. Dacey said, that there's no goal. That they require the job fair as part of the specs, and they're going to talk to the contractor about what you know, how they can increase hiring in Piscataway. But that's going to be part of the discussion when we're implementing the contract. Yes.
And the contract is not negotiated in a public session.
No, I understand the contract isn't negotiated in a public session.
So
but the discussion about what should go into a contract could
so
be.
So I will take your recommendation
thank
and
you.
Sit down with them. We'll discuss it.
Okay, and so thank you, Mr. Dacey. And the next two questions are related. What is the fee that's going to be charged? Do we know yet? Because that's the question everybody wants to know.
That's going to be part of our discussions with them based on there. They've got lots of years of experience in operating civil facilities.
But we can look at.
We'll sit down with them and discuss that. That'll be part of the contract.
Okay, and last question, the spray park, which looks awesome, and I wish was in play when my people were littler. Is that going to be open to the public, or is that going to be open only to members, or do you not know yet?
It's going to be open to members of the community center.
So it's only open to members of the community center.
It's an amenity that belongs to the community center, that's correct.
Okay, I'm just, people have asked, and I don't have an answer, so I don't want to be able to answer them. They ask, and I have.
But there possibly could be a separate spray park. It's possible.
So I'm sorry, Councilwoman?
To see if maybe we can make a separate membership for that.
For like summer, like a partial, like you know how Rutgers does their, so if you go for like 6 months.
Or like a day pass or a short-term membership.
Short-term membership.
Nothing definite, but it's being considered.
Well, and I, this is the kind of, as Ann pointed out earlier, these are the kind of discussions that people would like to have if they had an opportunity to have them. So it's great that you're considering those things. I think your constituents would like an opportunity to say what they think about it. I know there's some folks who are concerned about the parking, and if it is open to generally anybody, how do you know it's only Piscataway people? There's just a lot of questions. It looks awesome. Kudos.
We're not that far yet.
I know. Well, you announced it, and so people, you know, people ask people have questions. Last but not least, the capital improvement, the total, I think, is $12 million, the 10 and the 2. What's that? What are we improving this time?
Roads.
Roads are good. It might not raise the tax rate, as the young lady from the university asked, but it might have other economic impacts on the budget and the tax and taxable ratables, rather. What kind of tax impact? You're just going to float a bond for $10 million. It's not going to have any impact. What are we paying for that?
Yeah,
no interest. It's great.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Can I answer?
Sure.
Okay. The $2 million we have in cash, that's in our cash capital account. So we have to do a bond for cash capital, but that money is in our capital budget already. And the $10 million, we will be borrowing $8.9 million or $8.8 million, and it won't have a tax impact on next year's budget because we are retiring other debt.
So you're using other money to pay off the interest on that?
No, we're
you're going to recapture
paying,
money.
We're paying debt down, so we're finishing paying debt this year in 2019. So this will be bonded for 2020, so it will have
so the money you were using to pay off the other debt will now pay off this debt.
Right.
So that money could have theoretically gone to lower taxes or do something else, but we're choosing to do this. I'm just making sure I understand.
We're choosing to have a flat capital.
Okay, thanks.
Good evening.
Why is it?
Hey, well, first, I want to commend the Public Works Department on cutting the grass on South Second. They finally got around to cleaning the sidewalk. People like me and my dog can walk on it. Now, I'm too bad, but who makes the decision? Like last time we was here about street repair. Thank you, Mayor. We're going to get it done, but I think our street is worse than Rock Avenue that they just paved up to Lester.
Council President, if I may, the issue out of Rock Avenue, there was a failure of a one-block section, I mean, the one-and-a-half-block section of Rock Avenue that we paved 10 years ago. Sub-base repairs, so we thought we'd take care of that right away. And as far as Curtis tonight, the cash capital ordinance is for engineering services for Hazel Ave.
Okay, the other issue I have, I addressed it with my buddy, my crime buddy, Mr. Frank. I think it was probably about a month ago it happened, right, Frank? One of my neighbors got a ticket in front of their house. I don't know why, but they fought it, and the judge threw it out. Personal opinion, I think it was a retaliation that came by 2 days later and changed the sign because the sign was blurred. So now you can see the sign. So I think that's what it was. So I in turn called Frank, and the sign, I wanted more clarity of the sign first. So when Frank came out there, he gave me the clarity. I called the police department, and they gave me the clarity. As Frank noticed, you cannot park from the corner of Hazelwood and 3rd down to second. We have a church, a full active church, as Frank noticed, that will require them not to park on the street. Now, I replied to them as well. Like Frank said, they want to fix it, ordinance, whatever, however. Best of those, you want to just take the sign down, because it shouldn't be there. Because my neighbors are in fear that one day, we're going to get that same cop, they come by on a Sunday, and they get those 25 cars to sit out there on Sunday. This has to be fixed, like, yesterday.
This is the first time I've
heard that. I'm not aware.
Because I talked to Lieutenant Mosier on Tuesday night, that sign is coming down.
My question to you again, coming down, when you cannot have this, and I cannot have my neighbors fearing that they're going to go in church and come out and then have to come fight 25 tickets. So I think it needs to be done before Sunday, if it may be done. But if you need help, I have tools.
Don't do that. We have tools too. We know where to look for the sign.
My name is Costas Eftimios. I'm at 58 Curtis. Mayor, my complaint still stands. Not a year mistaken, it stands for 42 years. During that time, the house is damaged, the lot tremendously degraded. Now, my complaint produced three summonses. Bobby paid $500, Dawn paid $500, and I paid $300. Nothing is done. The situation remains the same. I'm going to wait a lifetime. Is that what's going on here? What's the word for this? Can anybody tell me what's going on here? Why are these summonses being demanded? You tell me I'm going to get arrested and my license revoked because I cleared down a cherry shrub? And nothing is done. What is this word I'm looking for? What do you call this? Figure it out. Thank you.
Anyone else wish to speak? I'm going to close the public portion. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned. I'd like to call the agenda meeting for November 19th. Adam took a listen to this meeting as part of the chapter 231 PO1975 specifying time, date, location, and extent of the agenda by closing a copy of the notice on the building, municipal court, and municipal library holding board. Time and topic of the official newspaper of the county. If I found a copy in the office, the township clerk, in accordance with the certification, by the clerk, which we enter the business, and see the district clerk.
Councilman Bullard?
Here.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Here.
Councilman Mott? Councilwoman Lombardi?
Here.
Councilwoman McCollum? Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council President Hart?
Lot 44, 1.05, 1.05, 1.05, 1.05, 1.05, 1.05, 1.05, 1.05, 1.05, 1.05, 1.05, 1.05, 1.05, 1.05, 1.05, 1.05, 1.05, 1.05, 1.05, 1.05, 1.05, 1.05, 1.05, 1.05, 1.05, 1.05, 1.05, 1.05, 1.05, 1.05, 1.05, 1.05, 1.05, 1.05, 1.05, 1.05, 1.05, 1.05, 1.05, 1.05, 1.05, 1.05, 1.05, 1.05, 1.05, 1.05, 1.05, 1.05, 1.05, 1.05, 1.05, 1.05, 1.05, 1.05, 1.05, 1.05, 1.05, 1.05, 1.05, 1.05, 1.05, 1.05, 1.05, 1.05, 1.05, 1.05, 1.05, 1.05, 1.05, 1.05, 1.05, 1.05, 1.05, 1.05, 1. Second Street Associates, 1711 South Second Street, Lot 201, Lot 2.02. Any comments or questions? Item number seven, resolution authorizing a 3-year contract with LNXAC Libraries of Middlesex Automation Consortium to provide library automation services as part of an internet local services agreement in the amount not to exceed $188,000. Any comments or questions? Item number eight, authorizing a 2-year contract with Baker and Taylor to provide books and non-print material to Scadley Township Library in the amount not to exceed $200,000. Any comments or questions? Item number nine, resolution authorizing awarding a 2-year contract with Midwest Tape to provide books and non-print material to Scadley Township Library in the amount not to exceed $50,000. Any comments or questions? Item 10, resolution authorizing two 2019 solicitor license applications for Mildred Hall and Marilyn Olivia. Any comments or questions? Item number 11, resolution authorizing budget transfers. Item number 12, resolution authorizing the tax collector to cancel the sewer bill for the following Cascades 2-Turner Place, Lot 4901, Lot 1.02. Any comments or questions? Number 13, resolution authorizing return of street opening bond, Thomas Jung, Lot 6903, Lot 702, 615 Plainfield Avenue. Any comments or questions? Item number 14, resolution authorizing return of escrow fees, Turtle and Hughes Incorporated, Lot 4701, Lot 505, 330 South Randallville Road. Any comments? And TDC Incorporated, Lot 5401, Lots 8, 12, 13, 14. 20.91 and 1518 South Washington Avenue. Any comments or questions? Item number 15, resolution authorizing return of engineering inspector fees, FGC Turner LLC, Lot 4901, Lot 1, Lot 5201, Lot 52, Turner Place. Any comments or questions? Item number 16, resolution authorizing project acceptance and release of retainers, New Market Lake retaining wall and parking lot improvements, Phase 3. Excavating Corporation. Any comments or questions? Item number 17, resolution authorizing refund of all these taxes and various blocks and lots. Any comments or questions? Item number 18, resolution authorizing return of Village Security Deposits, Jones Taylor, Apartment 321, Montgomery, Lua, Apartment 316. Any comments or questions? Item number 19, announcements and comments from officials.
Why we don't have a functioning environmental commission like many towns. I'd like you to answer that question. Why don't we? I did hear the mayor once say that, well, if we have a problem, we should go to the public health department, but I don't think the public health department is going to answer the question of how we're prepared for a major climate crisis or a Category 5 storm or any of the other kinds of problems that are mounting up around us. So why don't we just have a commission that people can talk to and they can communicate with you? I don't really get it, so just tell me why. You don't know why? Do you want to like speak to people from other towns that do have them functioning and that, you know, it provides a lively way to have public input and education? You have no answer? How many referendums do we have to do?
Absolutely.
Come on. You can do this. It's what a town does.
Okay.
Bye, I'll see you next time.
Stacy Burton, so Ellis Parkway. I was going to say something very similar to what Ann said without really having known she was going to say it. In other towns, and maybe I'll see some of you at the League of Municipalities, you could probably talk to your colleagues there. The commissions meet, and then the people on the council give the reports of the commissions so that the public knows what's happening if they're not able to attend the commission meetings. And then you all talk about it, and people listen and maybe ask some questions. I can't understand why you wouldn't want that. The same question about the Bike and Path Commission, which I asked about before. Is there a reason why the Bike and Path Commission can't meet? Don't we like bikes? So why wouldn't you want them to meet, Councilwoman? Where is the harm in having people participate in the democratic process? If you... I'm sorry? I don't understand what the barrier or obstacle is. Either you care about these things, like you say you do, or you don't care about them, so you should stop talking about it. It's not that hard. You can do this. The people are appointed, the meetings are sometimes, some of the commissions meet, and that's great. Traffic and safety, we've got a bunch of folks planning on talking to those folks about some of the traffic and safety issues in the Heights. We talked about speeding before. It's great that there's a traffic safety commission. People have issues, they can go there. They don't have to come here. But there's an opportunity for you to show leadership and engage people who want to engage. Clearly, the residents of Piscataway care about stuff. Over 3,000 of them voted in favor of a resolution because you all weren't sure what to do, so you left it up to the voters. Voters participated in that. And if you don't leave, then the people will. And that goes for whether we can have PCTV videotape this. I mean, listen, I'm not a great videographer, and Tony Wilde, who's not here, is probably much better than me. But you could educate people about what you're doing if you use the resources next door. I know the councilman has been a strong advocate and participant in PCTV. Why wouldn't you put your council meetings where people can see them so that they know what you're doing? It literally defies logic. And so it would be helpful to our community if you use the tools that are available to you and engage people. And I think that some of you want to do that, because you look like you might want to. And if you do, we'll help you out. But you really, you could leave. You have the opportunity to do that. And if you don't, other people can put questions on the ballot, and then we're going to just keep doing this over and over again. And that shows a real failure of leadership. And that's not what we expect from our elected officials. So we hope you'll take the opportunity to do the right thing.
Costas Eftimios, 58 Curtis. I'm requesting an audience with the Board of Ethics and the Property Maintenance Committee. I don't know how to do that. Can anyone help me?
Council President, he has to, as a refresher, this issue goes back when he cut down his neighbor's tree illegally, and that's what the genesis of the court case was. So that was adjudicated at the local court level.
If you have a property maintenance problem, you can send it to me. We can send it to Mr. Niebuhr, and we will have property maintenance look at it. For you to say that we're not doing anything is really the wrong message, because
it's not the wrong message.
I got the report today, and we issued 13 pages of summonses in October. So we are out there every day. I've got three inspectors out there issuing summonses every day. So if you have a particular concern, send it to me, or send it to Mr. Niebuhr. If you send it to me, I'll pass on to Mr. Niebuhr, and we'll follow up on it. On your case, we cannot get involved because it's been adjudicated by the court. I cannot get involved in a court decision. Mr. Niebuhr can't get involved in a court decision.
Thank you.
This is a public committee, public property maintenance committee, right?
The Property Maintenance Board of Appeals handles appeals in regard to resolutions by the code official in regard to abandoned properties, etc. It wouldn't be in regard to a court criminal action summons.
No.
That's not.
I just want to be heard by somebody who give me the time so I can put out details.
That wouldn't be the best venue. As Mr. Dacey said, if you have a property maintenance issue, you can come to him or Mr. Nyberg. Those would be the people that you would talk to.
Well, then, Mayor, why don't you take Tony down by the hand and have him walk around 58 Curtis? Maybe somebody has some common sense. Might excuse me. I am sorry for being so facetious. Like I said, it's a long-term issue. Things get worse by the day. I'm going to have to blow that whole street all the way down again. Thank you.
Council President, if I may, myself and one of the code officials went out in this neighborhood, with the exception of maybe one hall with some exterior things that need to be done outside, there's really nothing of significant violations out in that neighborhood. Which is 40 bags.
Okay. The scenario I have is your backyard is about as big as this, and my backyard is about as big as four of them. Why do I only get two bundles?
No, Curtis, I think my backyard's bigger than yours.
I've got more trees in.
So you're welcome to buy bags from us at a discounted
price.
That's
the question. Why must I buy bags?
Or you could go to Lowe's or Home Depot and pay a little bit more than we charge.
But the question I think I'm asking is, if my yard is not the average yard, and everybody's getting two bags, why am I getting two bags and not three? Like, a couple of my neighbors asked me, I said, I'll ask that question.
Yeah.
Well, if their yard is twice the size of your yard.
Right, historically, that's what's been given out. Most towns have stopped the leaf bag distribution of free leaf bags. Most have stopped a long time ago. So I was wondering, 20 plus years ago, we did it when we were starting with leaf bags. And most of that towns don't give out anymore. We give out 40 bags, and then we can buy more. But they just got a brace.
Ours is
already a
brace. Leaf bag, I understand. But see, you can do like Plainfield. We could just put them in the street for you.
Well, that
costs money.
Council President, that's against DEP regulations.
Yes. I don't know. Might have to cross that bridge.
Close public portion. Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.